Yes, indeed.
Case number 10766, David Calvert, southwest of Row 597, north of 50-foot easement. A special use exception to place a multi-sectional manufactured home that is more than 5 years old.
Name and address, please.
David Calvert, 12694 Tucker's Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony about to give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. I had some property next to my home, which was subdivided, approved by the county for two lots. And in the process of doing so, I asked if I could put double-wide mobiles, and I was assured I could. And I double-checked everything, and I was always told I could. In the process, I purchased one for $25,000. It was a 2000 model, double-wide, currently like the homes in the neighborhood. It was exceptionally well. I put the money, I am now the current owner of a mobile home. When I went to buy the permit from the county to have it placed, they told me that I was eligible to put a mobile home, but the year restriction held me back. And I, not knowing that, I would not have purchased the home. And as I said, the home conforms to the other homes in the neighborhood. There is a few double wides. This is not a age looking, I've submitted pictures.
This is it right here, the home.
Yes, sir. The pictures will tell, you know, why I purchased it. I mean, it's in great shape.
Excellent
shape. Yes. Good, yeah, nice shape. I've seen it.
Mr. Calvert, your request is different than we've been hearing tonight.
Uh-huh.
And that it's not a variance, it's a special use exception. And you have only one standard to convince us of, and that is that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
I own the property, and my family owns the farm around me. Of course, they're not here to object. I live quite rural. I don't know what else to say. I have a stick-built, two-story Cape Cod. I'm fine with looking at this, you know.
Okay.
That's convincing. That's good enough. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Hey, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that it will not substantially affect adversely uses of neighboring adjacent properties. Pictures certainly show that it's a well-kept mobile, and
very nice.
Since he has a property that is equal or better, more value than that, right in close proximity, I'm convinced it meets the standard for granting a special use exception. So I make a motion we approve case number 10766.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10766. Gentlemen, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Night.